Hi, I'm Christine Tournier. Welcome in Exploring Research, the podcast summarizing research in a nutshell to inspire your clinical practice.
Everybody talks differently, and stuttering is just a way of talking.
So I'm already like thinking ahead, and then people don't follow me.
Here we are at the ICA Clattering Conference, the third one. This is an episode of Exploring Research. Please, would you introduce yourself?
I am Juri van Ormond. I'm from the Netherlands. I'm a speech language therapist, specialized in stuttering, and I'm a personal stutterer myself.
So, would you present us an article you like very much and that you think is usable in clinic?
Yeah, sure. The first thing that came to mind when you asked this is the Christopher Constantino and some other writers' article about the social model and neurodiversity in stuttering. And the article summarizes, sort of, the changes we are going through in stuttering therapy and research from a medical model to the social model. So the medical model is more thinking, yeah, there is something wrong with your speech and we have to fix it. We have to make sure it is, after therapy, it is no longer there. Of course, that is changing for years and years now, decades actually. But still, there's a lot of therapy to have clients a speech that's more like the average speech through fluency shaping or stuttering modification. So that's more the old model, the medical model, and things are changing more and more to a social model. So that's more like from a neurodiversity perspective. The idea is more that that everybody talks differently, and stuttering is just a way of talking. You cannot compare it to the average because there is no average. And yeah, people who stutter, they just speak with stutters in their speech. So you don't need to fix it anymore. That's the main thing in the article, I think.
Okay, so what do you think is very interesting to implement in therapy for clinicians, for yourself or for others?
Well, I think the first step is to, as a therapist, to think that through. And what is your opinion on it? And so I don't think that there's just one thing to do in therapy, but it's a different way of thinking and seeing how stuttering works and how speaking works. And if you, as a therapist, think more about that, it changes your perspective and it changes you more to, okay, what does this person sitting in front of me need? So I think it's very good to first think about what does this mean for you as a therapist, and the way you think about stuttering and you look at stuttering, to shift the perspective away from fluency and saying that there is on the one hand there's fluency and on the other hand there is stuttering. I don't think it works that way, because there is no such thing as fluent speech or average fluent speech. Is it a binary thing? I think it is not. That changes the way I give therapy and what I want to know from the person who stutters, who is coming in for therapy, and what they need.
Thank you. That was a very nice presentation of this article. So I will put the reference near this podcast. Thank you very much. And enjoy the ICI conference.
Thank you so much.
Both the listener and the speaker have a role to play in effective communication.
Exploring Research is a podcast made by Christine Tournier. Music's from the Polish band Symmetrio. At the beginning and at the end, voices of Yuri von Ormond, Felicia Pluim, and Michelle Swift. Many thanks to them. Please leave some comments and share your ideas of topics for other episodes on Instagram and Facebook account Exploration Stuttering and Clattering. Bye!